So welcome to Campaign Asia's Creation Stories, another episode in the video series. And today we are going to Thailand, which is a fantastic opportunity for us, and to the interesting, very interesting category of car batteries, which is possibly not something that we think about very often. But I guess in that category, it's very, very important for brands to stand out. And today we are going to be talking about a campaign by the brand Boliden, which is known as the Zombies campaign. We'll play the work in a second. But firstly, I'd like to ask the client and the agency team to introduce themselves. So firstly, Kunduz from Siampan Boliden.
Hi, my name is Dusadi Rotterhorn. So I am the director of Siampan Group, public company that manufactures and markets the battery brand Boliden.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kunduz. Thank you for that. And then to the agency in Bangkok, CJ Works, and to Khun Chai and to Khun Bo, I'd ask you to introduce yourselves as well, please.
Hi. My name is Sahalat, and I come with my creative director, Khun Bo.
Right.
Yes. And we are at CJ Works. We are an independent agency in Bangkok. We are one of the largest independent agency, you know, in Thailand.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. And thank you for joining us. So we'll start this session by just having a quick look at the work. And to do that, I'll share my screen at this end.
มาผิดเรื่องเปล่าวะนี่มันหนังซอมบี้นะ
ในฐานะที่ผมคุกคีกับวงการไฟฟ้ามานาน
เมื่อมีปัญหาเรื่องแบต
ขอแนะนำโบลิเดน
สวัสดีโบลิเดนสบายดีเปล่า
แบตเตอรี่ไม่ใช่คนไม่ต้องถามว่าสบายดีแค่ถามว่าดียังไง
ดียังไง
เรื่องนี้ต้องให้นักวิจัยอธิบายนี่คือนักวิจัยจากโบลิเดนคนนี้เขาจะมาอธิบายว่าโบลิเดนดีกว่าแบตอื่นยังไง
ดีข้อหนึ่ง
สงสัยผมคงต้องอธิบายเองต่อไปนี้ผมจะสาธิตให้ดูถึงสิ่งที่โบลิเดนดีกว่าแบตอื่นดีข้อหนึ่งมีแผ่นผ้าที่หนากว่า
โหหนาจริง
ดีข้อ2ดูแลง่ายไม่ต้องเติมน้ำกลั่น
ข้อ3อะไรอ่ะ
ชาร์จไฟเร็วจ่ายไฟแรง
นี่ไม่ต่อคั่วเลยช็อตแล้วเหรอเวอร์
เจ็บหนุ่ม
ดีข้อ4ได้รางวัลแบตยอดเยี่ยมจากฟินแลนด์มุกแบดมินตันมาอีกแล้วรางวัลจริงอยู่ไหนเนี่ย
รางวัลใหญ่นะเนี่ย
จากข้อดีทั้งหมดเมื่อมีปัญหาเรื่องแบตเซิร์ชโบลิเดน
เซิร์ชโบลิเดนเซิร์ชโบลิเดน
โอเคThat is the most fantastic piece of work. So yeah, just to introduce us into the discussion. The whole purpose behind Creation Stories, this video series, is to talk to client marketers and their agency partners, I guess, about the stories behind some of the great work that they're producing together. And when we saw this campaign, we immediately thought, that's such an amazing piece of work. We'd love to know a little bit of the story behind the campaign. So maybe if I start by maybe asking Kunchai and Kunbol, what's the background to you working with Kunduz and the team at Boliden?
Okay. So we start in last year. This campaign started from last year. We got a brief during February or March, in very early last year. The brief actually come from Boliden, but before that, we got recommendation from the Google asks Boliden to contact us to start with a campaign like this, but Boliden is very famous brand, very famous brand in Thailand. There are several brands that exist in Thailand, but Boliden is one of the best in the industry.
I understand. So I guess if it's a recommendation, that's fantastic. What was it like, Kunduz, if I can ask, for you getting a recommendation of an agency to work with? Was that a good thing for you?
Yes, I think so. I think it just narrowed down the number of people that we talked to, and we got to talk to CJ Works, and we immediately like them. We like their creative team, and I think they've got enough knowledge about our products to understand our problem.
Understand. So that's very good. Then Kunduz, because if I can ask you to keep going on that. What was actually the business or the marketing problem at the time? Why did you need to run the campaign?
So over 50 years of legacy in marketing premium quality batteries, in 1920, we decided to improve our Boliden batteries features and benefits with the intention of being the best car batteries for everyday use and for all vehicles, Japanese and European alike. Because it used to be in the old days that people just use it for European cars. So
to not
just be European cars. And with the marketplace in Thailand changing, we feel that our uniqueness as a brand for maintenance-free and CO maintenance-free batteries are not strong enough. And we felt that Boliden was in need of a rebranding to communicate and differentiate our brand benefits better. So in doing so, we feel that we need viral assets to create a buzz in the market, so to speak. And given that our battery also is a low involvement product, So the problem is, the problem to creative team is to how to come up with a campaign that can be top of the mind in the battery segment. So with this goal in mind, we gave CTA Works a few of our key benefits, being one, our batteries being 30 to 40% thicker in plates, which means that it's more robust.
Not good for your teeth, as we see in the ad.
Yeah, that's right. So that's how they communicate it. So it's more robust and can withstand vibration and corrosion from acid. Mm-hmm. So number two, that we use Swedish technology, which has been adapted for the Thai market and actually many markets in the world as we sell our batteries in many parts of the world. And then it comes into the story that our batteries also got rated number one and with the 5-star ratings in Finland by TM Magazine, which rated many consumer products. And on their own, we were not involved in that at all. And number three, that bulletin offer higher power intensity in starting empowering electrical, all the electrical appliances in the car. And it's also got faster charging acceptance. That means it's charging faster.
Yes. So it's for the agency, it's a fascinating brief because it's it's clearly a very, very good product and very, very good brand on the basis of all of those benefits that you've listed. But it's also a very challenging brief because it's a very low involvement category. Car batteries. So it's not something we think about every day, let's face it. So it's quite a big challenge for the agency to try and think both strategically and creatively about the brief. So then if I swing to the agency team and Kunchai and Kunbol, when you received the brief from the client, what was the agency's initial thinking and kind of initial sort of discussion around the brief?
Yeah, I think the brief is very challenging because of, you know, if we want to buy car battery, we cannot run it out and buy today because of we don't need it today, but yes, we may need it in the future. One car battery, you know, its lifetime, it may be 2 or 3 years. It depends on how we drive a car, right? Mm-hmm. But if we advertise today and we just hope that people, you know, will buy this product in the next 3 years, it's very long time, right? Mm-hmm. What we have to do is like, we have to crack the code. You know, how can we solve this problem? So I think the one thing that we have to do is like make people to remember once they need the car battery, remember our name, remember Boliden, and search for it, you know, because of when the car battery die, you know, along the street, along the road, it's gonna, most of the time you not, you know, go back home and change it. You cannot. You have to find the new battery during, you know, the day once, you know, the car stop working, right? So the trick is how to, you know, make the people to remember and search for the Boliden. That is the first start that we want to achieve. That is the trick. Yes.
And so that's fantastic. So that thinking strategically from the client brief makes real sense to me. So then how did you jump to the zombies idea?
Yes. When we think about, you know, when we found the situation, you know, think about ourselves. If our car badly die, you know, on the street, what's gonna happen, you know? But how can we create the fear, you know, of if we lose something, if we on the uncertain situation, maybe, you know, the environment, you know, don't suit up. Maybe we are in the middle of nowhere and what's going to happen to us, you know, that's the key trigger. So what we have to achieve is just create fun story, you know. We can create a very scary story too, but I think the funny thing, you know, the humor might suit for this commercial. So we turn, you know, the scariness, scary thing into the humor story and make people to remember. So we have, I think we present, you know, 6 seconds at first, 6 second TV commercial, video bumper commercial. It's like a bumper ad. Bumper ad for the YouTube. And we propose, I think seven short story to be seven bumper, right? For 6 seconds only. So we have like the first one, you know, we just, the first one is all about, you know, the car running on the street and stop working in the middle of nowhere. Surrounding, you know, no one else, just us. But suddenly, you know, something happened, you know. The scary thing happened. We found the zombie, you know, just coming out in the middle of nowhere and face to us. The girl who drive the car, you know, don't know how to do, just to look at herself and looks around it, you know, and very scared. And And the commercial, you know, asks that, you know, what we have to do, you know. And the story starts that you have to search something. Why don't you search Boriden? That is the first start. Mm-hmm. And we don't have just only the zombie. We have ninja, you know, ninja, you know, on the middle of the street. We have mafia. Maybe we drive into the mafia zone and you don't know how to work with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have like alien, maybe alien coming out, you know. Maybe, you know, you drive onto the street with drug seller. That is okay, right? Maybe sometime at night, you might find some ghost, you know, just popping up on the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And maybe you found, you know, you face with the dinosaur, you know, just popping out, you know. And maybe you face the Grim the Reaper, Satan, you know, just popping out. And that kind of thing that we want to create the fun story all about, you know.
Yes.
The situation that uncertain, you know, that you have to search something.
Yes.
Car battery. That's all. Yeah.
We're trying to emphasize.
And so you had a whole range of different ideas that were based around this kind of very insightful situation that a consumer might be in where suddenly their battery stops working.
Yeah,
right. And they need a new battery and they need to search for one. And obviously, from a top of mind perspective, mm-hmm. You know, we want that to be the Boliden brand. Right. How did you hone in on the zombies approach?
Yes. Once we proposed the idea of 6 seconds to client and we discussed around this, but if 6 seconds also work with our consumer, if consumer asks that, what about the quality? Is that trustable? What any other thing else that 6 seconds cannot deliver? Mm. Can we expand, you know, to be more detailed, more benefit, you know, and emphasize more on quality?
Mm-hmm.
So we coming up that, oh, why don't we, you know, just don't do 7 story, just we just combine it and make it, you know, longer. And so we can coming up with, you know, a funnier story, more detail, and we can explain more about the benefit of the product. That is what we do. Yeah.
I understand. And so then, Kundos, if I can ask from a client perspective, you very shrewdly said at the beginning that one of the things that you, as a client, you were looking for was something that might go viral. So, you know, I mean, I think every marketer one would like their work to go viral. It's not something easy to make happen. So when the agency is coming to you with all these wild ideas, what are you thinking at your end? What are you thinking about zombies and approaches like this?
I think one of the problems that we emphasize is that we are a low involvement product. So the problem is how do you make it high involvement. Mm-hmm. So I think having a zombie or something in a situation where you need your car starting at the time. So I think that answered to one of the problems, and also the jingle search bulletin. So that's another problem that we present to them, that we want our brand recognized.
Yes. And so was there much discussion around the zombies concept, or was it, you know, sort of bought into straight away?
The way it was presented, we kind of bought it right away because it also presented with the sense of humor that we know that would engage the audience as well. So the fact that we also told them that we're going to market this on the internet, so that means that we need to grab the attention right away and throughout for people to keep watching. Yeah, so.
Fair enough. And then internally within your organization, did you was everyone on the same page? Was everyone as excited about it, or were there any members of the team who maybe thought it was a little bit risky or different or not quite right?
Oh, yeah. I think we all like it because it's different.
Ah, you sound like a fantastic client team.
we looking for something different that, and I think I love this commercial, and it just unique in a sense that that, you know, from how do you convert an everyday product that you never thought about? Okay, people only think about battery when the battery dies, right? So
yes.
What if it dies in a dire situation where you need it to start?
Yeah, no, it's a very true to life situation portrayed in a very, very distinctive and different way, which I think is one of the reasons that it's so powerful. But it's not always easy for marketers to be as, I would say, as brave as you and your marketing team have been in this situation. I don't know if you want to respond to that, because, you know, we talk about bravery in marketing a lot, and it's a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a thing that everyone talks about, but it's not something that often you see. But it sounds to me like you just felt that the approach and the marketing objectives were really going to be met with this sort of creative approach.
Yes. At the time, we did.
Yeah.
But they came up with many approaches at the beginning. So we boiled down to one.
Yes, it sounds like with the other ideas, you've got a series of campaigns over the next few years. You've created a reputation. So that's wonderful. So there was alignment on this idea, which was very different and very distinctive for Boliden. And actually, to Kunchai and Kun Ball from CJ Works, you've mentioned a few things. It's quite interesting through the commercial where you've managed to insert the product benefits, and you've done it in a way that's intriguing and interesting. And you've even captured the importance of consumers searching for Boliden at the end of the commercial. So that's very memorable, both visually and in the audio jingle that you use. So it's a very, very effective way of doing it. So tell me now about the process of producing the work, because when you look at the film, it's a beautifully produced piece of work. It really is. It's almost like a mini movie, I guess, if you like. So what was the process like of producing the work?
Yeah, I think the process is similar to other, but luckily we have like a mom film, Kun Sutthon Pesuwan, who helping us on this piece of project. And a lot of detail in the work, in the commercial, is like creating life on the shot. Some of the shot don't appear in the shooting board. Yes, it's like implement in the real time. So it's good to do that, because of sometimes when we found out on the location, we found out that, you know, it might be better if we add that, if we, you know, more in the more detail. Say for example, the doctor that standing up, they hold their hand with the building on the back. That appears on the shot. Actually,
it's a fantastic shot.
Oftentimes you have a storyboard, and the ad came out like worse than a storyboard, but this one ended up being better actually.
Yeah. And so when the shooting was happening, was, because I don't know, Kunduz, was there a client team at the shoot as well?
Yeah, we were right there as well.
So you could have those discussions in real time around maybe we should try this, you know, maybe we could add this.
Which is
a fantastic way of working, because you're kind of building on things together.
Yeah, it's like teamwork, and we were there, production team was there, and CT Works were there, so we always like talking.
And how long did the shoot take?
Just one day.
One day.
That's one day.
Yeah. One very long day, I think.
One very long day.
Very long day. Very long day.
A very rainy day. It's rainy day too. It's rainy day. Unfortunately for us that we can complete all of the shot before the raining.
Also,
on the shooting day, creative team, client, and the director come up with many fresh ideas, just like you can see on the first of the film, just like a doll in the
in the front of the
dashboard.
Yes. It came from the director.
Okay.
Cool. From his car.
Yes.
So as Pichai and Kundu say that there were many fresh ideas in the production period.
Mm. And also, sorry to interrupt, wonderful talent, like really, really well cast talent. Your lead, your Frankenstein, the professor or the doctor, as you call him, even your lead zombies, they were all really wonderful talent acting well, because their performance is so strong that it really adds to the commercial.
Yeah, because the director Kun Mam spent many time for select the good talent, and we have many rounds for the discussion about the talent. We have the wrong period about the pre-production to make sure that this film is going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And Kunduz, if I can ask, just to finish on that little section, did you ever feel at any time where you were taking a risk?
Not really.
No, fair enough. I think the humor.
It was okay, or I should say it's a calculated risk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a risk that, but people in Thailand like humor and they like something different. And we have a lot of zombie movies, so it's a trendy kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, fair enough. Has an audience all of its own, I guess, from that perspective.
Yes.
And so fantastic. That's wonderful hearing about the journey. What about, you know, when the campaign has now run? It's always a bit of a cliched question to ask, but, you know, have there been any learnings in the journey of this campaign? Have there been anything that you've learned kind of working together?
We learned that Facebook and Google don't like zombies.
So what's the story there?
So they kept kicking us out that there's like violence and unsuitable content. So you're
kidding. That's amazing.
Yeah, even we know some. There's a guy in Google who's helping us, the marketing guy in Google. And then so we have to. We kept getting kicked out, and then apply in again. So
you have to keep, in essence, keep rebooking your media.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's quite challenging, and that's because the AI at Facebook and YouTube decides that it's violent content and therefore kicks it out.
Yeah, I think they look at, you know, if the shirt is ripped off or is there's some content with blood in it or things like that. Even though it's very funny piece.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
The AI doesn't get humor by the sound of things.
No, I guess
particularly,
not.
Particularly Thai humor in this case, yeah?
Exactly, yeah.
Any other learnings from working together? Maybe from the agency? More kind of?
And like also adding our brand from the beginning works better, seems to work better.
Yes, I understand. Yes, that's something that we're hearing more and more, particularly with longer form content on...
Because it's a longer story.
Yeah.
The 6 seconds are okay, but the longer one, we require that we put our brand name throughout at the beginning.
Yes, I understand. Well, what about from CJ Works?
Yeah, one thing that we know is like if we keep, you know, have like happiness on our work, you know, everything gonna work it out. Even though, you know, during pandemic, you know, everything was like reduced the cost, all the shooting, all and everything, you know, seemed to be like very safe, very, very, you know, careful when we use them, all the money or the budget. So it's turning out is better than what we thought. And we can have a good piece of work, you know, at the end. So I think it's everyone happy about this. Yeah.
And also we think that the great work always come from the brave client, the brave and the great client.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's something.
And also if I can add, we've got a lot of good feedbacks from the commercial. So we even got a lot, many stores contacting us, just like, can I sell Boliden?
Wow, that's fantastic.
They like, yeah.
So it's working in the sales channel as well as in the consumer channel.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Great. I mean, it's, you know, agencies, and you know, always say they want to work with brave clients, and it's always something to hope for, but it's never, from a marketer's perspective, it's never an easy position to be in. But it sounds like you took a very purist approach to what you were trying to do, and kind of, in essence, thought about it logically, that it made sense in this case to be brave and, as you said, take a calculated risk. Yeah. Great. Okay, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of the discussion. Really, really appreciate your time. It's been a fantastic discussion, some really, really great insights, and some wonderful stories along the way for what is a wonderful campaign. So many congratulations to both of you, and no pressure on you, but we look forward to seeing much more great work in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.